Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and Kathy, we have some very special guests, Thor and Jenny Erlingsson from Iceland. By the way, you guys, I'm heading over there. This will be airing, August. We're taping this in June, and Lynn and I are heading over to Iceland Sunday on the 8th of June. So we're going to be seeing all your friends over there. So
you'll see his face.
I'm going to be there, too. I'm going to fly over there on the 9th.
Excellent. Well, great. Well, I'll see you there. That'll be fun. That's fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. So anyway, why don't you tell our audience again, how many years been married? You were in Iceland. What were you doing in Iceland? And then how did you get led to Alabama? And then we're going to pick up, some wonderful stories. And how long have you been in Alabama now? Has it been a year?
It's 9 months. Right.
Well, 9 months.
It's June. We moved in July.
It's 11.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So we've been married for 15 years now in August. So, and we were actually we met in Huntsville, Alabama, and we moved back to Iceland in 2018 to be missionaries and to share the gospel over there. And and now we are back to Alabama again. We have 4 children. And so we moved with them over to Iceland. Our youngest one was 7 months and our oldest one was 5 or 6?
6, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so now we're back, and our youngest one is 7.
Oh, this is 13. It feels like it's gone so fast, but it's a pretty significant chunk of time, I think for them especially too. But yeah, so it's been an interesting journey for God to bring so much, confirmation for our journey there, and then to lead us, what was almost like a little bit left field, it felt like,
yeah.
To lead us back to Alabama for this season. And so, yeah, we're keeping our hands open. We have a lot of questions on how long are you guys staying here? We're like, we stopped.
No idea.
Could be.
Yeah, we stopped assuming. We just follow him. And so do our best to surrender our heart towards that. And it was almost the left field because we were already in Iceland as we were seeking the Lord. And we've kind of going, we knew it was a turnaround coming. And that's what we knew. Of course, assuming what the turnaround is going to be.
That he was shifting things like ministry-wise.
And so we would start dreaming about the Iceland. So what are you doing in Iceland? Is shifting us there? Because we have not, as we went over there, we didn't feel led to open a church. We didn't feel led to start a ministry. But just, we were there to love the nation. And in all the ministries. So we were actually, the opportunity in Iceland was, we worked with all the churches. And so we just learned to love the nation of Iceland. So as we were doing that, we felt like fellowship's coming. We knew what that was coming. So as we started seeking the Lord, it was like, well, the Lord is maybe not telling us to stay in Iceland.
Mm.
And that was also through just prayer and also going through scriptures and abiding in him. And the Lord started telling us to listen to our children too.
Mm-hmm. Because got initiated because of a phone call from our friends here in Huntsville who had just stepped into the role of lead pastors of our church, a really big role, and just calling us to pray about whether, if God has been leading us back, would we pray about coming to help them in this season of transition. So it was really we were like, whoa, God, what are you doing? But because we knew we need to begin as we're abiding to listen to our kids, our daughter had a dream that was so specific that even the day our friends messaged us, there were significant things happening in Iceland that we were like, whoa.
There was an earthquake, the Grindavik thing, that when they shut down the whole city and moved everybody out because of the volcano.
Wow.
Yeah, because our daughter had a dream really quick. I think about a year and a half before that, I wrote it down in my journal. I actually looked at it a few months ago again. Had a dream that we were out at a conference area that the church in Iceland owns. And we were there, and all of a sudden, I think earthquakes started happening and fissures started bursting up. Geysers started bursting up all over the country. So she said that everyone started leaving, and we knew that we were headed to the airport because Iceland was giving away almost like free flights out of Iceland. And so she said we drove And we passed our, we could see our village in the distance, which is where we live, Edavaki. And she said the church, which is the actually the government church, because in Iceland, every town has a government a church, small, beautiful, cute little churches. But that church there was on top of a geyser. Reaching to the sky was on top of it. And so she said, we drove there and we left. We were gone for 2 years. Then when we came back, the church was back on the ground. And then we got there and we walked in and it was full of people and they were waiting there for Daddy to speak. And we were like, whoa.
Wow.
So our friends then messaged. So I took that away. Like, I don't know what that means, but I think it's significant. Sorry, when our friends messaged on that day, it was the day that the major earthquakes were happening enough for the people of Grindavik to be evacuated, and that set off the almost monthly, I think, eruptions that were happening in that area. So I was like, this is interesting. Yeah, so...
That brought us into a deeper abiding of the Lord, what are you really saying, you know, and to lead us into coming to Alabama.
Especially because it was a wrestle. Because I don't think,
I remember the phone call, like, you know, with like when they call and we're talking on the phone with them, I just got mad. What are you taking us out of Iceland for? Why are you asking this? I mean, why are you right here? Of course you want to go back to Alabama. Of course my kids want to go back to the South. And it's like, you put them in a bad situation here. So I got mad. So I had to wrestle with that. So I had to go and let the Lord deal with whatever that was in me. Why was I getting angry? What is the root of that? So it was an interesting season. Yeah.
It's what we refer to as the yeah buts.
Yeah, but
wait a minute. So as you were working through that and God was clear and you said, okay. And by the way, briefly, I think it would be helpful when you said working through that, because you were like, it doesn't make sense. And I thought, you know, how did you work through that to, you know, take that, you know, I'm not there. And God wasn't mad that you weren't there, but all he did is say, well, you're going to have to work that through with me, which you did. What did that look like when you had to work through this whole thing doesn't make sense. And I thought, and it's kind of opposite. And it brought up even, you said an emotion of anger is that, you know, gosh, I'm not happy about this. So how did you work through that?
So my first step was to recognize, okay, I mean, you know, as we read the word and just through the biting that we have learned through the biting too, is okay, there's something there is, I know this is not the Father. It's like,
yeah, I'm not neutral.
I'm definitely not neutral. Right? This is my, no, that's all right.
That wasn't fuzzy, huh, Jenny?
So I had to just really put myself in position and say to the Lord, okay, hey, I know there's an anchor there. So I have to admit that too, okay? And I have to commit that to myself. Okay, there's something there. So I have to look in the mirror. Okay, Lord, I know I'm not neutral, but help me to get to neutral.
Yeah.
And as you do that, I mean, I know my wife probably wanted to go to US, but that at least for us was okay. Hey,
I had to get to neutral too, yeah. And just kind of like weigh everything, which part of it was like, I love this house that God's given us and, you know, and just the people. And so, yeah, it was more complicated than we thought.
Yeah, what was more complicated? So I had to allow myself and understand the Lord's not mad at me, even though I'm mad. But he wants to heal whatever that is and go to the root. But that means I have to put myself in position to seek him out and spend time with him and start just journal through that in my way of journaling. So it was like, okay, what are you saying? What is the root? How can I get to neutral? Because I want to be in your will. I don't want to be my will. And so as it took a couple of weeks, a month, to get just to that point so we could start hearing the Lord, what he's saying about Alabama. So, and of course, she had to give me permission to do that. So we don't have to be arguing about if you're going or not. So, and also I asked her, okay, at least you seek out the Lord too and get yourself neutral. So we want to hear his will. So basically allowing myself, giving myself permission to seek him out and understand that this anger is not of him. And that's something that he want to heal in me.
But there was a root there. And I think it's similar to, you know, even before we moved to Iceland, it was similar for me. Like, I'd put a wall up like I moved to Iceland. I mean, just all of that. So I think in a similar way, like, he knew, I mean, not only had he had some dreams, but just, I mean, he was just, like, God is stirring something. But he gave me that room, even before we had language around what it means to abide and be neutral and all that, gave me the room to deal with what is that. And for me, it was trust issues. That's mm-hmm. what it was. And it was triggering in my own past. So it's really kind of interesting to see. Now, my process probably a few years, but his process was, you know, a few months ended up being. But I think on both ends, it's interesting to kind of see, yeah, there was a root for both of us. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I love what you're describing here, because I think that brings to the forefront so many times we think it's just about the decision and the step of obedience. And God is like, oh, no, it's about the refining of your heart. Yes. I have more for your lives, for your heart. And I actually want to bring these things to a surface and heal them so that you can walk forward in freedom. And we get caught on the destination. And I love that y'all are pressing in on sharing what it is to walk in the middle of what does it look like to surrender and cooperate with the work of refinement.
Yes.
Because yeah, I totally recognized that with me, there was not the anger was not the issue, was my insecurity. I had a huge insecurity, because if you call me back to U.S., because what I did in U.S. before, I was a kind of piper of old children, you know, and
piper
of children and what ministry I did in U.S. But my fear was if I go back to U.S. and go into the same, you know, in the place, because she used to work inside of the church. I worked outside of the church.
Hmm.
Now they're calling us back to work inside of the church, both of us. So for me, it was like, they don't need me.
Hmm.
They want my wife. Yeah, my wife is, you know, so certain things. So all those insecurities come out. They're just going to look at me the same way. But I have grown, you know what I'm saying? It was an insecurity. Mm-hmm. And then I have to allow him to heal that insecurity inside of me. And far ahead, but no, it was more there. And that, yeah. I think there was the fear as I was asked to come back. It's now, no, Lord, I need that healing. Mm-hmm. And it was
right.
Just process of walking
yeah.
through that.
Yeah, and to highlight, again, a couple of things you said, just so we can help people understand it, is that, see, the relationship with God through the abiding isn't that you're perfect. It's rather that you're with him.
Yes.
And that it's an authenticity of your heart, because that's really where it has to go. And this is where what you didn't do is say, well, I should just go because I'm supposed to go. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you had to work that through. Why? Well, because you really weren't neutral. Why? Because there was this insecurity inside there. So God says, before we actually get to the answer, let's spend some time together. And that's what abiding is all about. And he said, I'm not frustrated with you. I know what's going on with you. You be authentic with me, walk me through and walk with me until you get to neutral. And I'll get you to neutral. And by the way, it happens to be a little bit of a heart issue, which you started to recognize and said, okay, good, I'm willing to be healed. Now, and you said it, and this is the essence of it all, is why? I really know that God's will is best and none better. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go with him. Yes. Now, I can't at the moment, but I want to. And God said, okay, just stay with me. We'll process. And one thing that you said about Jenny at that point, which is important, she didn't say, get with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get to an answer, because you both know something. Until you get to neutral, he ain't going to tell you.
Right.
So you're going to have to get to neutral. And it sounded like, Jenny, you just kind of said, well, all I can do now is, we talked actually about in our series, we're talking about loving God, about waiting. You had to wait and say, well, mm-hmm. I'll just have to wait until he gets to neutral. When he gets to neutral, then we can pick it up. And you did.
Yeah.
So you got to neutral. You picked it up. God said yes. When you came over, when you first started, what did you think or understand? Why are you coming over? And what were your thoughts about? Because you had said yes, and he confirmed yes. But what were you thinking and believing at the moment when you first said, okay, well, let's go?
I think we had prayed too, which is why this was part of the confirmation. Like, for our kids, we wanted to get them more anchored educationally. And so I think on two parallel thoughts, we thought we were going to step into a specific role. There was a specific role that they had initially talked to us about that we thought we were going to step into. And so we were kind of thinking that direction, but then didn't actually have more clarity towards that direction anymore when we got there. And then also thought that, you know, we had our oldest in private school, and then our younger three were going to go to, we were going to put them in public school, which that's actually, I think, what not to do. That's the abiding part that we, I think, struggled with was the school part, because we actually, I think, strove a lot. Like, okay, we need to get them in this school and that school. We probably applied to, like, for the younger three, 5, just to kind of see, and we're like, this is really not working out. This is not working out even in our budget. And it was such a stressful. So that was actually, I think God was like, I kind of told y'all to homeschool anyway. And so we ended up in public school for 2 weeks and we took them out, the younger three, and ended up homeschooling them because they just, that transition and just with going to school completely in Icelandic. So we had those thoughts of coming, we're going to be in this specific role. Our kids are going to all be in school. That means even our time that we had, and then even the apartment that we rented initially, we're like, it's going to be great. None of it. Like, out of 10. So it's like, so then you're trying to, okay, God, why for real are we here? You know, those the first few months, and also just dealing with frustration now, because it was totally different in our thoughts of what we expected. I don't know what we expected to happen.
I don't know. It was, I guess, you know, even though we went through a wedding to come to U.S., then we forgot about it, asked about to put our kids to school, and we were striving for it. And then we came to U.S. It's so interesting because, like what we talk about a lot of times is, you know, he's leading us to get there back there, but then everything's fall apart because we're assuming how we're supposed to look, the outcome's supposed to look like, and we knew we were going to do this and this and this. We have everything planned. And for some reason, we forgot to, you know,
in the survival of the first few months of the move, we're just like, yeah.
So we had to, so we had to get back to that again. Submit to that, or say, okay, Lord, okay, you are still teaching us. We have to stop trying to make those move ourselves and let you lead us.
Yeah.
So as you know, that's typical, by the way. you're saying yes. You kind of think a certain way it's going to go. By the way, it's all future, so. Never sure. You get here and it's different. How did you handle that? Because you do have expectation and you do have understanding. And then when you get into reality of the situation, there's lots of things that are different about it. How did you handle that piece of it when you started to recognize is that what I thought isn't really the way it's playing out? So how did you then basically say, now what? And how did you approach that? And what did God do in that situation?
Of course, when we recognize that things are not going like we thought it's supposed to go, again we had to go back. Lord, okay, what are you saying?
What did you say?
And what did you say? Like even that, a lot of doubts came up. Like even me, automatically doubts are coming up. It's like no, I heard him wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, you were supposed to stay nice, and, you know, all this kind of stuff start coming up. But again, what are you doing in me? Yeah. What is it in me? Like I think I went to this journey as we got back, is like he's been dealing with a lot of things just in me. And so it's interesting because he dealt a lot with her when we went to Iceland. Now he's dealing a lot of things in me as we come back to Alabama. And we have to go pray, and we have to start seeking the Lord and get to neutral on all of those stuff again. And also stop assuming and consuming that what's going to happen. So again, yeah, we just...
And I think that refining that you said, Kathy, was so true. That's what I would read in Revelation. It's like, I want you, what is it, the verse? Find gold refined by the fire. And it's almost like God was like, I'm after gold. And so this is what it felt like, because not only the fire of, we call it, I guess, re-entry in a way that I underestimated for our kids, I underestimated for myself. I mean, I think the first month, even back at the church, I just would sit in the balcony. It's pretty large sanctuary, I was sitting in the balcony and just cry because I couldn't even regulate my emotions. I was just like, God, what is this? Is so different, you know, because you're different being in another place for 6 years. And so so after a while though, like we were in prayer, we have Tuesday night prayer, and we were there, and I just felt like, God, yes, you're refining my heart like fire. And I just was seeing sparks as I was praying, and just like because we had even prayed before we left, but we want to be sharpened too. Yeah. This is a season that we know of sharpening, not because of anything, but just from use. You use a knife over and over again, it has to be sharpened again. So, and he said, Jenny, how do you think things get sharpened? And I was like by rock, you know, like that flint, that rock. And our church's name is The Rock. But he's like, that's not a comfortable process, is it? I'm like, no. Can I tell him? I was like, I feel like I'm between a rock and a hard place. And he was like, well, how do you think things get sharpened? I'm like, oh yes, that's so those things, you know, still didn't bring solution or right away or even full clarity right away, but it was like, God, you are refining us, you're after our heart, you are beginning that sharpening, and you're refining and getting those things out in our hearts, and it does not feel good at all. But we want to keep our hands open to you again.
What, when you're in that place, what kind of little things did God do to give you encouragement to keep going?
You know, for me, it's like every day was actually a different day. Some mornings was an amazing time in the Word with Him, and our mornings were harder. But this was little knuckles to show more who I was, just when I met people, what came, how I spoke in their lives, or just a small knuckles right there to
show knuckles.
Icelandic American over here. But so He was just showing me just a small pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Just each time He showed me a little bit of the piece. No, there's a reason I called you here.
Mm.
You're going to be okay. You know, I'm teaching you how to love people even deeper.
Yeah.
And also, as I recognizing, of course, for us, being going through abiding and start seeing more and more people as around us, they actually needed that language. Someone needed a language to figure out what it means. And other ones need to be to go abide. So it's like, it was given those, for me, it was like He was giving me just pieces here and there, because each day was different. And I could see that in my emotions. One, some days it was amazing. Other days it was like, what am I doing here? But again, the Lord was always showing me just small pieces as we moved forward in that.
And I think
go ahead, Jenny, sorry.
I was just saying real quick, for me, I think it was that similar thing, what we were kind of hearing, and I guess feedback from people that we weren't looking for that, but you would hear something and be like, okay. And then for me personally, just with the kids too, the encouragement of when I was seeing just their safety, if that makes sense, or just or just being at home, you know, with me with school, because just those fears of, you know, like, we're in this new country, like, we have some gaps with everything because we've been in another language. So just that feeling of, like, and to see them progress bit by bit, that was encouraging to me.
Yeah. How did the, you know, I love what you're saying there. You started to give pieces of it. How did receiving pieces of it, which I think is the way that God does a lot of things, why was that encouraging to you, that you started to see, you didn't see the whole thing, but you saw pieces of it. And like you say, Jenny, that you're starting to see that, the one thing that is happening with the kids, that's a good thing. Why was that encouraging to you?
So for me, it was because I see the glimpse, and I guess it just encouraged my heart. I see the glimpse of God, there is more. There is, He is actually moving. He is showing me things. And I just, because I always, it's interesting because I went back in 2017 when I was flying to Iceland, and with one of my friends, I always told him, like, we're going to go to Iceland. The atmosphere is going to shift in Iceland. We don't see it. Let's ask the Lord to show us a glimpse of it. So when I came back over here to Alabama, He was I show you a glimpse of what can happen and what I'm bringing you and what really I want you to see. I think encouraged me in a way, because all those times I saw the small ones, like, I can look back on my, because of my insecurity and because a lot of different reasons from there. And that was helping me to build that relationship with Him, with the Lord. That, no, I am, you know, I am your son. You have things for me. I'm not a failure. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And all those things just build.
And I see you in the midst of it.
Yes. So it's like.
Yeah. And also, too, I think March, actually, so this is just a few months ago for us. When we traveled to Iceland for our oldest daughter, since she was in private school for her spring break, we went to Iceland then and also had a few meetings with people there and just reconnecting. And it was so encouraging to go off of, like you said, that glimpse of, this is what I want to do in Iceland, and to be there in March, and we haven't been there, you know, for a while, and to hear people say, man, the atmosphere is shifting around us. And that's a lot of language that, you know, we would use to see even the young people more hungry, to see even, we talked to one, and she's like, I'm just so thankful for even your role in my life, that what you allowed me to be a part, you brought encouragement to me where I was in a place of discouragement, and now, not only is she more involved in the church, her relationship is even more, she's hearing from the Lord even more clearly, but the boldness to where she operates as like basically a clown in the children's hospital. So they go around to different rooms to encourage and all that, but the boldness to certain instances to pray. Mm-hmm. And in Iceland, I mean, in the States, I'd probably be like, Iceland is just like, don't you even dare try to approach. And the fact that she's felt that unction from the Lord and like, can I pray, you know, over the situation? And so to hear all that, we got so encouraged, not only for God, you're still doing it, because we're still back and forth to Iceland. You're still working here, and God, you took even some of our little seeds and you're growing it. But that means the things that we sense here in the States, because it kind of leads into kind of, we're getting more clarity on God, oh, why we're here. The things that we sense, the encouragement that we feel like we're supposed to bring, we're like, oh God, yes, you are going to do it, because we're seeing what you've done in Iceland.
Right.
So this has been really cool to see those glimpses, those pieces culminate into even more confirmation.
Great. Well, we'll pick this up from there and for our next session, which we're excited about. We're so privileged, really, that and we love the love thing about walking together is that, you know, we can do that authentically. We don't have to appear a certain way. And, you know, walking through, particularly a transition like that is, you know, faith is, yes, I'm telling you this, but he didn't tell you everything about it. And when you go, it's like, huh, this is interesting. And I wonder, but the one constant that you've shared, which we love and we encourage everybody, is you just stayed with him. And you stayed there together. And God said, I'll get you there. And he did give you these pieces of encouragement. And so we'll pick it up again next time. Father, we thank you for Thor and Jenny and just sharing how beautiful it is to walk with you, even particularly through a season like this with a major transition that didn't make sense in the first place. And then surrendering to that, coming over and having it really operate differently than they even thought. And the wondering about it, but they stayed with you and you did give them encouragement. We're excited for where you're taking them and you're leading them to understand these elements of life that you're teaching that will have big, big impact as they go down the road. And so we pray for them and we pray blessing over them in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us, guys, and just for sharing your story right now in the midst of all this and how that just shines a light on God's faithfulness, truly. So thank you for doing that. Thank you to our listeners for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And be sure to tune in next week and hear more from Thor and Jenny on what God has been doing in the midst of their lives right now in and through them. So thanks again. Look forward to seeing you next time.
We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.